Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Turn to Mueller to provide a building solution that is just right for you. Whether you're looking for additional storage space for your treasures, protection for your vehicle, a new barn for your ranch, or even a place for your family to call home, at Mueller we have a variety of building options to meet your every need. Choose from our wide selection of pre-designed kit buildings available in multiple sizes and colors. Or if you desire a building that meets certain requirements, Mueller can work with you to design a custom building specific to your needs. Rely on us to deliver a steel building that meets your exact specifications and provides superior quality and timeless value. Visit us online at MuellerInc.com for inspiration and to see the options that are available with our kit and custom buildings. Then give us a call at 877-2-M-U-E-L-L-E-R or visit one of our 33 branch locations to speak to a Mueller sales representative who can help you get started today.
Well, lower corn prices may have feedlots feeling good about holding out for higher cash this week. The past 2 weeks showed aggressive packer buying, and that may not be the end of it. Sure, they have some cattle purchased ahead, but not a large amount that will allow them to sit back and relax. Show lists are not showing an abundance of cattle for the week. Feedlots may not sell cattle too readily this week as lower corn prices and the cash momentum are on their side. Box beef made a surprising increase yesterday, $3.70 higher for choice, 22 cents higher for select. Higher corn futures may temper some of the strength of feeders. Hogs could not follow through on the rebound from Friday. Cutouts were pointing lower on the midday report and fell substantially when the final tally for the day was done, a loss of $3.17. The National Direct afternoon report showed cash down $5.10. The combination of cash and cutouts did not support futures. The supportive aspect was that futures did not fall any more than they did. Gains at all three wheat exchanges overnight as futures attempt to bounce for the first time in seven sessions for hard wheat contracts. Gains are being led by Chicago wheat, which is up 20 to 22 cents through May 23. The 2020 hindsight is that it's plain to see wheat futures have undergone a head and shoulders reversal pattern over the past 60 days. A stronger trade overnight in corn futures as most contracts attempt to claw back around half of Monday's losses. The selling to begin the week was at least in part due to the weekend rains in eastern Iowa and Illinois. However, as Monday afternoon's crop condition scores showed, there are plenty of areas in need of moisture soon to stave off further deterioration. In addition, we maintain the level of macro-related selling in the ag space at current is substantial. Higher trade in the soy complex overnight following through on gains made Friday and Monday. Soybean oil witnessed the largest losses the previous 10 sessions and is enjoying the largest gains overnight. We're going to check futures in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, the next big event for Superior Livestock for their summer season, Week in the Rockies 34. It'll be happening the week of July 11th, the 11th through the 15th, this year in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Get more details by going to SuperiorLivestock.com or, as always, you can call them 1-800-422-2117. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. Find out more at SuperiorLivestock.com.
At close yesterday, August live cattle up 10 cents, 133.47. October up 37, 140.12. August feeder cattle up 162, 174.12. September up 172 at 176.80. July hogs down 75 cents, 110.17. Hogs up and down $1.90, 104.87. Now, Kansas City wheat, the July down 19.75 cents lower yesterday, 972.75. September down 19.5, 978.75. Chicago wheat, July down 19.75 at 904. September down 19 cents, 917.5. July corn down 6 cents, 744 and a quarter penny.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.